From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. On the Iraq War, it's Democrats versus Republicans, and Republicans have been the ones left standing. Senate Democrats try to push through anti-war legislation, and Senate Republicans block it. The rhetoric of the two sides almost never converges, with one exception. Everyone claims to support the troops. But support the troops may be in danger of becoming an empty slogan, one that has little to do with, well, supporting the troops. Jim Curry teaches national security studies at the National Defense University in Washington. Colonel Curry says this whole support the troops craze strikes him as a little bit odd.
One of the things that's ironic about it to me is that I was a Vietnam-era veteran. I never served in Vietnam, but I was on active duty during that time. People back then in the military were largely either draftees or like me, they were what we called a draft-motivated volunteer. You knew you were going to go in, so you might as well go in under your own conditions. We didn't have a lot of choice in the matter, and yet we were subject to a great deal of public antipathy, if not downright hostility. And today, I think it's wonderful that people are supporting the troops. I think it's not so wonderful that politicians are using them as backdrops for everything they do and using them as props in their political ads.
What constitutes, then, meaningful public support for the troops?
It's a very good question, and the reality of it is you're not going to find anybody today who says they don't support the troops, but everybody interprets that in a slightly different way. Many of my students, for example, are active duty military, and I asked them what they thought about this, and one of them, a Marine Lieutenant Colonel, said, well, you have to support the war to support the troops. And some of his colleagues, including some who had been in Iraq, said, that's not the case at all. You can be against the war, you can be against the president's policies, and still support the men and women who are serving over there.
The American people have not really been called upon to sacrifice for this war, perhaps other than the families of those who are serving. But there's been no call for national sacrifice, for example, the way there was in World War II. Do you think without some kind of sacrifice on this end that the public can truly support the troops?
That's a really good question. And the fact is, unless you have some family member serving or you have a close friend serving in the military today, you've not been asked to make any sacrifices at all. We haven't raised taxes to support the war. We haven't asked people to give up anything to support the war. In fact, to the contrary, we've been told to go and shop and act as if nothing is wrong and show those terrorists that they're not affecting us in any way. To me, that's kind of an artificiality. And when you talk about the people up at Walter Reed or the people at Bethesda who have come back missing a limb or missing some other body part, you have to say more people need to understand what it is we're giving up.
Of the soldiers that you talk to and teach, are public expressions of support for the troops meaningful? Does it matter that there are bumper stickers and flags?
Actually, it does. I think they grasp onto those things, and the fact that they know that the American people are behind them, even as they don't support the continuation of the war, means a great deal to them. Some of the people that I teach, some of the soldiers, some of the Marines, don't agree with what we're doing over there either. They don't think that we ought to be there, and they think that we ought to be out. But they are good soldiers, and they're good Marines, and they're going to do as they're told in terms of going back again and again. But the fact that the American people say, we're with you, we support you, we honor you, we admire you, it does mean a great deal to them. And for those who say, well, you can't admire what you're doing without supporting the war, even though I mentioned that I did have at least one Marine who felt that way, I think that's even a minority within the military.
There are about 160,000 troops in Iraq, and that's far fewer than previous wars. Does the amount, the small amount, affect broad public support of the troops, do you think?
I'm sure it probably has an influence in that so few people actually are affected directly. During World War II, there were 8 million people in the Army alone. There were approximately 12 million in our military services in a country with a population of probably 180 to 200 million people. We have 300 million people in the country today, and as you said, 160,000 serving in Iraq at the peak, a total of less than 500,000 in the U.S. Army today, active duty, plus the reserve components. So the percentage of the population directly affected is much, much smaller today than it ever has been. Today, I don't think anybody realizes what we're being saddled with in terms of debt for years to come and injuries for years to come and the trauma that's being inflicted on a part of a generation over there.
Colonel Jim Currie is a professor at the National Defense University here in Washington, D.C. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed coming in.